Hello children, welcome you all to Runo Gurugedra educational program. I'm Harsha Muthmini Jasinghe, one of the English teacher of Markandru Central College. Once again, I am here with you an interesting lesson for grade 10. Today you are going to learn what? Yes, I will tell it to you later. Before that, you need to know what is our competency. It is our competency level 5.3, transferring information to other forms. Well, children, this is going to be a continuation of my previous lesson. I hope you can remember our previous lessons on transferring information. Exactly. Here you have to read the text and transfer information to other forms. All you have remembered, Puthala? Among the various types of reading materials, today I have selected your label, three announcements and a grid. First, I will move to the activity 1. Children, hope you are ready with your pens and pencils and your activity sheets too. Okay, very good. Dear children, what can you see in activity 1? Yes, there is a label. A label of one kind of your favorite biscuit. And there is a dialogue too. Here, you have to transfer information from label to dialogue. Shall we read the label? Cream cracker biscuits from the house of Melbourne, Colombo. Date of manufacture 1st 6th 2021. Date of expiry 1st 6th 2022. Weight 500 grams. Maximum retail price 220 rupees. Very good. Did you notice what are the things which appeared on a label? What are they? Yes, there should be the name and the brand of the item. Then you can see the date of manufacture and date of expiry too. There is price and weight too. As the customers, we have to check whether those things very carefully. Good, I'll explain it briefly. It is about one kind of biscuit, cream cracker. Did you notice the brand? Yes, Melbourne is the brand of biscuits. Good. 1st of June 2021 is the manufacturing date and it will be expired on 1st of June 2022. It contains 500 grams and it is about 220 rupees. Dear children, let's move to the dialogue now. Okay, this is the dialogue took place between Kamal and his father. You should find the answers from the label and fill in the blanks. This is the dialogue. Kamal: Father, what did you buy for tea today? Father: I bought. You can see a blank here. Dear children, can you find the answer? Yes, I know you can find it very easily. Very good. Children, Yes, father says, I bought a packet of biscuits. Or you can say, I bought a cream cracker biscuit. Both are okay. Then again Kamal asks from his father, what is the brand? What is the brand? Father says, what? Very good. Melbourne is the brand of biscuits. Good. The answer, it's Melbourne. It's Melbourne. Then we will move to the Kamal's again. He asks, how many grams does it contain? How many grams does it contain? It contains. What? Can you tell me what comes to the blank number 3? Good. It contains 500 grams. It contains 500 grams. Then again Kamal asks, how much is it? How much is it? Dear children, it is asking about the price. Okay? Father says, it's only 220 rupees. It's only 220 rupees. Very good. Shall we move to the end? In the last utterance, again Kamal asks, did you check the date of expiry? Did you check the date of expiry? Yes, it's on 1st of June 2022. It's on 1st of June 2022. Dear children, hope you have completed your answers. Shall we do the role play again? Please join with me. Kamal, father, what did you buy for a tea today? I bought a cream cracker biscuit. What is the brand? It's Melbourne. How many grams does it contain? It contains 500 grams. How much is it? It's only 220 rupees. Did you check the date of expiry? Yes, it's on 1st of June 2022. Hello children, hope you enjoy with the role play. Okay, let's move to the activity 2. Dear children, here we are back again with 3 announcements. Now we are in activity 2. Okay. Read the following announcements and complete the grade. Read the following announcements and complete the grade. Hope you are having with your worksheets. Okay, let's read. Announcement number 1. All students of grade 10 classes are requested to be present at the school auditorium at 9 a.m. on 5th July 2021. The purpose of the meeting is bid farewell to Mr. Kumar Siri, who has been transferred to another school in Galle. Announcement number 2. The principal of Southern Province are requested to gather at the provincial office Galle on 1st August 2021 at 2 p.m. to discuss about the progress of their schools. Announcement number 3. All the teachers in the district of Matra are invited to be present at the Vanuatu Stadium on 15th September 2021 at 9:30 a.m. The purpose of the meeting is to honor their services. Well, I think all you can guess what we are going to do next. Good, you have to fill the grid. Dear children, here you have to transfer information from announcement to grid. Yes, my dears, you can see a grid in your task sheet. There are 5 columns and they are participants, date of meeting, time, venue and purpose of the meeting. Dear children, please read this 3 announcement again and find the above details. Please be ready with your pens and worksheet. Shall we start to fill the grid? Okay. Hope you are reading these 3 announcements and filling the grid respectively. Yes, Putala, I'm waiting your answers. Good. Hope you all have done now. Shall we discuss the answers? I'll read the announcement 1 again. All the students of grade 10 classes are requested to be present at the school auditorium at 9 a.m. on 5th July 2021. The purpose of the meeting is bid farewell to Mr. Kumara Siri, who has been transferred to another school in Gaul. Dear children, shall we complete the first row? Okay, who are the participants? Who are the participants? Good. All the grade 10 students. All the grade students. What is the date of meeting? 5th July 2021. Can you tell me the time? Good. 9 a.m. 9 a.m. And what is the venue or place of the event? School auditorium. School auditorium. Then last, what is the purpose of the meeting? Yes, to bid farewell to Mr. Kumara Siri. Very good. Shall we move to the second row? It is on announcement number 2. Number 2. The principals of Southern Province are requested to gather at this provincial office Gaul on 1st August 2021 at 2 p.m. to discuss about the progress of their schools. Okay, shall we discuss the answers quickly? Participants. The principal of the Southern Province. Next, date of meeting. 1st August 2021. Is it okay? Yes. Then, what is the time? 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Venue. Provincial office, Gaul. Purpose of the meeting. To discuss about the progress of the school. Excellent. Now we have come to the third row. I'll read the announcement number 3. All the teachers in the district of Matra are invited to be present at the Uyanwata Stadium on 15th September 2021 at 9:30 a.m. The purpose of the meeting is to honor their services. Yes, all the teachers in the district of Matra are the participants. Putala, please correct your answers. Okay. Next, date of meeting. 15th September 2021. 15th September 2021. Can you tell me the time? Yes, 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m. Did you notice the place or venue? Yes, Uyanwata Stadium. Purpose of the meeting: to honor the service of the teachers. Hello, we have come to the end of our second activity. Dear children, there is another activity too. Shall we move it? Okay. I have given you a grid. Here, you have to read a grid or a table first and then transfer information to a paragraph. Dear children, please remember we can't change the basic idea of the basic material, okay? Please refer your activity sheet. There are two friends. They are Amali and Amal. Would you like to know about them? Yes, you would. I have inserted those details into a grid. Shall we read? Yes. Name, hometown, grade, school, transport mode, and interest. The first row says about Amali. Mathara, grade 10. Sujata Vidyalaya Mathara, school van, listening song. Then we will move to the second row. Amal, Valigama, grade 11, Mahinda College girl, train, watching night sky. Dear children, now we are going to write a paragraph about them. First, you have to fill in the blanks in the given paragraph. It's on Amali. Yes, shall we complete it? Okay. Amali lives in Mathara and she studies in Sujata Vidyalaya Mathara. Where does she study? Yes, she studies in Sujata Vidyalaya Mathara. She comes to school by school van. Did you got it? Good. She comes to school by school van. She is in grade 10. She is in grade 10. Amali enjoys with listening songs. Children, now we have transferred information from a grid into a paragraph. Can you say? All the above mentioned details are in this small paragraph. Yes, why not? Now what you are supposed to do? You have to read the previous paragraph and write about Amal. Before writing, my dears, I have to say something special to you. In Amal's paragraph, Amal is a girl. So we have used pronouns related to a girl. Can you remember them? Yes, she, her. Very good. But when it comes to Amal, he is a boy. So we have to use pronouns related to a man or a boy. Can you name these pronouns? Very good. We can use he, him, his when writing about Kamal. Really, now you can write about Amal. Shall we start to write? Okay. Amal lives in Valigama and he studies in Mahinda College, Goa. He comes to school by train. He is in grade 11. Amal enjoys with watching night sky. Dear children, I think all you got my idea. In this lesson, you have done specially pronouns changes. In our lesson today, we discussed on how to transfer information from various types of text. Now, I think, my dear, you have clear idea on how to transfer information into other forms. See you again with another lesson of Rohanu Gurugedara Educational Program. I'm Muthumini Jasinghe, an English teacher of Markandra Central College. I wish you all the best. Goodbye.